From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In a windswept desert, a man riding a camel appears on the boiling horizon. He seems to almost float as he draws closer. Suddenly, he raises a rifle, and a turbaned Arab in the forefront falls dead. This is the iconic entrance of actor Omar Sharif in the 1962 film Lawrence of Arabia with Peter O'Toole. It was also Sharif's dashing entrance to Hollywood.
I am Ali ibn al-Kharish.
I've heard of you.
So, what was Hazimi doing here?
He was taking me to help Prince Faisal.
You have been sent from Cairo?
Yes.
Omar Sharif's Hollywood career took off from here. The Egyptian actor starred in many of the best-known films of the 1960s, such as Dr. Zhivago and Funny Girl. And he's continued to make movies nearly ever since. He stars in two new films, Monsieur Ibrahim and Hidalgo, but he says several years ago he almost retired for good.
What happened to me was for the last 25 years I'd been making very bad films, which I didn't like. I wasn't getting good offers of good parts. Because when you get older and you're not a box office pull, they use you for what you really are. So that all I was offered was parts of old Arabs. And usually they were quite caricature characters and not very interesting to do. And for 25 years I've been doing really quite mediocre work. And I felt like I was losing my self-esteem, my dignity. And it got to the point where my grandchildren were making fun of me a little bit, and that's very, very serious. And so I decided to stop and wait for something good to happen. And then these two films came at the same time, a French film and this Hidalgo film, which I loved the script of very much. And for the first time, the Arab character that I play is not conventional, is not a caricature of an Arab. It's a real character, and it's a beautiful part.
And you have a second film in which you also play a Middle Easterner, but he's quite different, Moshe Ibrahim.
Yes, he's a grocer in a Jewish area of Paris. And there's a boy there, a Jewish boy, who is very unhappy. He's a sort of somber boy. And this boy goes to this grocer, and that's where he finds company. He finds someone who talks to him and gives him advice. And they have great happiness. And so it was a thing that I enjoyed doing. And also at this time where the political situation between the Muslims and the Jews is very bad, I thought it was time to say that it is possible to love each other and to live together.
You've been making films since the 1960s, but even after all these years, you were still that rarity in the world of cinema, which is a leading man who happens to be of Arab descent. And I'm wondering what you think about Hollywood's depiction of Arabs and Muslims.
Well, actually, it was extraordinary because I arrived in Hollywood in 1962 with Lawrence of Arabia. I was nominated for an Oscar. It was my first film. And I was extremely well received. And remember, at that time, I was coming from Nasser country, which is like Saddam Hussein country today, if you know, or before the war especially. And the idea that an Egyptian from Nasser country would become a Hollywood film star was almost an incredible thing. I'm very lucky. I don't think that today an Iraqi actor who would come to Hollywood would have that same chance that I got.
Now, you haven't always played Arabs. You played Russians during the Cold War.
Yes. And I played a German Wehrmacht officer in a film called Night of the Generals, just after I came off my camel. And don't forget, I was a New York Jew in Funny Girl, playing with Barbara Streisand during the Six-Day War, which created quite an extraordinary amount of publicity. I mean, because the Arab press had attacked me at the time for having kissed Barbara Streisand. There was photographs that were published with me, you know, during the film, a scene in the film where I kissed her. And they said, this man is a traitor. He kisses this Jewish girl who sends money to Israel to fight us and all. And so the American press kept asking me, what do you think about these attacks that you got from the Arab press? And I said, I said, give me 2 minutes, because I knew I had to be very careful with the answer I gave, not to offend anyone. And I said to them, never in my professional nor in my private life do I ask a girl her religion or her nationality before I kiss her. And so it put some humor into it, and it was fun.
Are you going to be working on any film projects in the future?
Yes, I have another project where I will have Peter O'Toole, who will be in the film too with me, and we're going to
a reunion.
Yes, we will have a. We're playing secondary parts, and we're going to shoot it again where we shot Hidalgo and where we had shot Lawrence of Arabia. And so we're going to meet again on the in the same piece of desert that we used in Lawrence of Arabia.
Where is that?
In Morocco, in a place called Bouarzazat, which we had sworn never to set foot in again, ever, when we finished Lawrence of Arabia.
Difficult shooting there.
Well, it was, you know, we were fed up. We had been shooting Lawrence for 20 months, and when we finished, we tore off our clothes and trampled them and said, never again in Bouarzazat. And when I shot Hidalgo in Bouarzazat, Peter O'Toole sent me a very, very wicked note telling me, you're a traitor. You promised me you'd never go back to Bouarzazat, and now he's coming as well. So I get my own back.
Where do you live now?
I live in an hotel in Paris, for free. I mean, I have. I went once to this hotel.
That's a good deal.
I spent 3 days once, and as I was paying my bill, the owner came and said, no, Mr. Sharif, we're not going to take money from you. And so I said, can I move in tomorrow? He said, yes. Huh? And I did, and I've been living there for 8 years. I have a suite all year for free. I try and spend a lot in my extras, you know, and invite people to dinner and at the bar and have drinks, so that I don't feel like a beggar when I'm paying my bills every week there.
And do they embrace bridge in Paris? I understand that you're quite an aficionado of bridge.
Oh, yes, but I've now given up bridge a little bit. I try now not to be enslaved to any passion. I mean, including girls or women, or, you know, I'm trying to keep myself free to work with more concentration, to give more time to my family. I have a Jewish grandson and a Muslim grandson, and they love each other. They're fine together, so it is possible, actually, to make them live together. And it's wonderful to spend a lot of time with your family when you're older.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Omar Sharif, his two new films are Monsieur Ibrahim and Hidalgo.